we welcome back into the studio State Representative Ken Kurtz. Summer just flying by here, isn't it?
Man, it's gone by fast, Ken. It's good to be back with you. I think we've been kind of off a week or two here, and then next in 2 weeks, I guess we got Labor Day. It's hard to believe. I thought we just skipped Memorial Day just last week.
But. Well, next week, first day of classes at St. Charles Borromeo. Yes. Next Monday, they start. Of course, everybody else after Labor Day.
Well, I've got grandchildren out of state that are already in school, so I know children are getting anxious. I saw signs up. We went to see some grandchildren this last weekend and saw some signs out that says, "Welcome back, students." And
so they get anxious or nervous or both?
Well, probably my grandchildren are both anxious and nervous.
For the start of the school year. Well, elections just passed, the August primary, a couple of weeks ago, and now we know who from the Republican side is going to be challenging Amy Thomas for your seat coming up. You get a chance to sit back and watch that race play out, but also the rest of the races around the state of Michigan. This weekend is the Republican convention, right?
That's correct. Coming weekend, right.
Get together to select the candidates that will be in some of the spots there for the race. Of course, one of the big ones is the governor's race has already been decided, but there's actually a challenge for Brian Kelly for the lieutenant governor's race, which is kind of interesting. That almost never happens.
Well, it doesn't, and there's some people out there that, in my mind, I think the lieutenant governor, he's been with us several times here in Branch County, and many of us have gotten to know him well. He's a man that I believe has done a commendable job on behalf of the governor, on behalf of the people of the state of Michigan. So it's but there's some that want to challenge it because of some of the actions of the governor. It's kind of a back way of doing things, not very often done, but it's something that, is their constitutional right to do this sort of thing. Mm-hmm. The governor picks his running mate, but it has to be approved or elected at state convention. And I believe we're going to see Brian Kelly again on the ticket with Governor Snyder coming up in November's election. So. Okay.
And there is a Branch County contingent, obviously, that goes to that convention and votes for it, too. Also at those conventions, they select the delegates for or delegates, like the Board of Regents and those kinds of candidates for that.
Correct.
Is that... For most people, they don't have a clue on who those people are when you actually go to vote. Is that the right way that we should be doing it?
Well, I believe there ought to be a different way, and who am I to tell people how to do things, and we've done it this way for so long. But unfortunately, there's not, I know on the news talked about today, dollars being spent. These are statewide. It's not just local. So it's really hard for some of these people to have the dollars to get their names out there, to be every place around the state of Michigan. And I believe that those that will be at convention, that will be on our slate for the regents and those that will represent us in universities and colleges, this sort of thing, I believe we'll have opportunity. And we have been. We've been listening to these people, and we'll help to get the word out. I don't think it's a perfect system, but then maybe looking back over my last 6 years, there's a lot of things that maybe I could say, well, it's not perfect, but we do give it the best that we can.
Yeah, but within that, I mean, those are actually pretty important seats as it turns out. But again, most people have no idea who they are because of, again, the rising cost of tuition, what they're doing with the universities these days, how to help the education system move forward here in the state of Michigan. So I don't have an answer what the change should be to, but it would be interesting
maybe you and I'll have to sit down and figure out something and pass it on as soon as I'm done.
There you go. Okay. Over several cups of coffee, probably, to sketch that out. Between now, though, in November, the legislature, what's the task ahead for you guys?
Well, I believe that, there's many different things that are still laying on the table. Again, I'll pick up from Mr. Whalen's news today. Roads is still the issue. There's strong attempts. There's strong disagreement on how we reach the fix for the roads. I have desired that we have this in place. I believe that what the House did way back several months ago laid a good foundation. Was it enough? No, but it gave us the opportunity, to begin to build on it. I don't like to look back, but some things were not built upon back several years ago when we could have kept up with the cost and this sort of thing that weren't. So how do we recover from that? I believe yet, I'm going to still believe that yet we're going to come up with not just a proposal, but some legislation that will guide us down a right way. We have said over and over again that at least people in this district did say one way to do this would be, to look at an increase in the sales tax that's devoted entirely. That increase would go entirely towards our road. Seems to be a popular area, but nobody really wants to do tax increases, and especially the gas tax is not popular at all, and that could fix it all at once. But let's begin to build. I think it's fair. I've heard from many within my constituency said that would be a fair way to go on the sales tax, to do a penny that gets us on down the road in a good manner. It doesn't cover the whole thing, but let's begin to build.
Well, you said in the local district, that's kind of what people I've heard of talking about. Is that the wind that's blowing in Lansing, though, to go that way, do you think?
I believe it is, but somewhere there's a glitch there because of people who would oppose that quite often on things like this they want to tie something else into it. Well, I'll get on with this if you'll do that, and I believe that ought to be a set-alone thing. That's what I've been asking for, and hopefully we'll be successful in this for our roads.
If it's a sales tax increase, it has to go to the vote of the people, though, correct?
It would, and typically in the last number of years that's been a very difficult thing to take before the people. People have been shy all around the state about increasing the taxes. Yet I see some things as we're moving out of this recession, and I say moving out because I still believe that, we have to be careful what we do, but when we're seeing the positive things happen with millages for education and other areas, people are willing to put their dollars, as they're starting to come back in many areas, they're starting to put their dollars back in areas that they know to be very important, be it education, be it to our communities. And so would they take a look? I'm all for letting the people decide.
Okay, great. We'll talk soon.
Hey, thank you. Good to be with you.
You too. That's State Representative Ken Kurtz in the studio with us this morning.